Breakfast with Martin Vester.
Tell me about that viral video. The video went viral at the Douglasdale, was taken at the Douglasdale police station after a woman was allegedly over the limit, and then they had to draw blood, hold her down because she was kicking and screaming. Now the question is, was that irregular? What should happen? Were the police within their rights? On the line, our legal expert, Megan Harrington Johnson. Megan, how's it? Morning.
How's it, Martin? How are you doing?
Right, and you?
Good, thanks.
Did you have a look at the video? What are your thoughts?
I've seen the video. To be honest with you, Martin, the only concern that I really have regarding the video is that the nurse, if it is a registered nurse, doesn't appear to be wearing gloves. Aside from that, I don't actually foresee the victim, in inverted commas, succeeding in any action against the police. I think they were within their rights to draw the blood in the manner that they did in terms of the law.
All right, so just a quick one. They can draw blood at police stations. It has to be a registered nurse. How do you know it's a registered nurse?
So you can demand their HPCSA qualifications, and perhaps in this instance they should have waited for the victim to calm down. The police are in a little bit of a difficult situation because the blood has to be drawn within 2 hours of the arrest taking place. But by virtue of the fact that you are arrested in a roadblock, you are presumed to be under the influence of alcohol, which means that they would have already done a breathalyzer. So at that point, your right to consent to the blood test is actually waived, and the police may forcefully draw blood from
they
you.
They have to then draw blood. So your only concern is that the nurse was not wearing gloves, which doesn't make it as sanitary as it should be.
Look, it has to still be done in sanitary conditions. You still have the right to bodily integrity in terms of the Constitution, and that's perhaps the only action that the woman can take in her circumstances. And then also the use of force by the police to determine whether or not the force was reasonable in the circumstances. Is it reasonable for a man to basically lie with his full body weight on top of the woman to restrain her? That must be weighed up.
Are people within their rights to ask to be taken to a hospital to draw blood there?
No, they're not. All that they may do is they may ask that their own doctor attend at site to have the blood drawn there. But that's also not a absolute right, because essentially what can happen is if their doctor will attend at their own cost at the police station where they're arrested, it still has to be done within 2 hours. So if it's going to delay the 2 hour period, then unfortunately their doctor can't do it themselves.
If your doctor lives around the corner and can make the 2 hour period, then sure, that doctor
can
draw
them. Come out at 2 a.m. Yeah. Great. But otherwise, unfortunately, you're arrested, you've waived your right to consent.
If she was your client, would you have a problem with that police officer on top of her?
I definitely think that there is some type of action that may be taken. Again, it's got to be weighed up. Is it reasonable? Is it not reasonable in the circumstances? I probably would argue that they could have waited for another half an hour to 40 minutes just to calm her down, because she obviously was not in a state to be consenting to the blood being drawn. And whilst it's not a necessity, definitely advisable that consent be obtained.
All right. Well, thanks for clearing that up. Thank you so much. So the police were, by the looks of things, within their rights. If you're over the limit, they have to draw blood. It's not an option for you. They can draw blood at the police station where there's a registered nurse on duty, but she should be wearing gloves, obviously a new needle. And if you resist, the police can use force to restrain you.
Important that it's reasonable force, so you would have to look
reasonable,
at each circumstance of each case. Yeah.
Thanks for your chat. Thank you so much. Thanks, Megan.
Sure. Pleasure, Martin.
Wake up with Martin Vester on Breakfast.
Hey, I think I'm ready, baby. Martin and Spun, you're freaking awesome.
You give me a feeling so strong. Check.